This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In this case, Officers Griner and Bailey, we saw what's right with America. We saw two people risk their lives to save the lives of others. We saw courage in the face of death. And we saw examples of why all Americans should be grateful every day for law enforcement officers around this country.
Law enforcement has reason to believe that the shooter has been in Alexandria, Virginia area since March of this year. The FBI has issued, again, seeking information poster that is located on our website asking the public to come forward with information on the shooter.
A ball field becoming a battlefield for some Republicans who are simply practicing and having some fun at 7 o'clock in the morning. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wow. Boy, oh, boy. Terrible, terrible news out of D.C., and it happened in Alexandria, Virginia, very close to D.C., just a few miles outside of the Capitol, really. What happened was James Hodgkinson decided that he was going to take out some Republicans. He was living in a van and was skulking around from what investigators know, D.C. So he opened fire Wednesday at this baseball practice, and it took 4 minutes and 44 seconds. People were screaming, get down, get down, get down. And afterwards, you have too many in critical condition. You've got two people in critical condition, and you've got several others who were wounded in this spray of bullets. Just absolutely heinous what's happened here. And the gunman himself, of course, was killed, and now it's about investigating motives and seeing what could have possibly spurred this on. And the answer is that he was what they're gleaning from him from Facebook is he had ratcheted up the rhetoric about the Trump administration and Republicans, and boy, oh boy. So you've got Congressman Steve Scalise, who is now in a hospital and fighting for his life, is in critical condition, and we're left saying to ourselves, ugh, how can this be? I mean, you know, how can it be that, yes, there are people who are twisted and not right, and things happen, but too much of this is happening. And here we go again. Now there are some people at the Capitol who are saying, some lawmakers who are saying, you know what, I'm just going to have to be armed because I don't feel comfortable any longer that we're not targets. We're getting more death threats, et cetera. And by the way, because there was word that he was a fan of Rachel Maddow's, her show was quick to tell everyone they did not have any contact from this gunman who happened to be a fan of the show. And it's, again, unbelievable. Scalise is in this situation. The gunman was living out of a gym bag, and he was, like I said, skulking around. He opened fire, he shot and, wounded police during the rampage. He had been at the YMCA, and people said they had seen him there before, and he seemed friendly enough, and decided he was going to, again, go after some Republicans. Would be the House Majority Whip from Louisiana that I mentioned, who was shot in the hip. He's critical but stabilizing, supposedly, for others, to Capitol Hill Police. I mentioned they were wounded in the shooting. There was some kind of political or domestic motivation behind the attack, not international terrorism, because immediately there's always the thought that, oh, this is terrorism, terrorism. It was billed as a deliberate attack. And, you know, there were a couple of congressmen who said they were leaving the baseball practice early, and they were approached by a guy, and they think it was him, who asked if they were Republicans or Democrats who were on the field. And in March, this gunman had posted on his Facebook, I guess, Trump is a traitor, Trump has destroyed our democracy, it's time to destroy Trump and company. So, you know, Bernie Sanders immediately denounces the attack, of course, and says, I'm sickened by this despicable act. Let me be clear as I can be. Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms. Amen, because I think we all do. Of course we do. And it's sad that that had to happen. It's scary for the people in the neighborhood because some of them witnessed that. And you had bullets that were bouncing off the ground and people who were scrambling to duck and find cover in what is just another, again, shocking moment in our history where you know, if you're in Congress, I think they have to be rethinking this. How approachable can you be? And that's the idea. You know, Congress people, senators, they represent us. Remember, it's we the people, but in representing us, do they have to fear for their lives constantly? And it seems like, not to be an alarmist because I'm not, but it seems like we're talking about this too much. The possibilities, and apparently on the Hill they are getting a lot of death threats. Chuck Todd said, we're all to blame for toxic political discourse. Do you think that's true? Are we all to blame for what has happened because of the conversation? It's not the left, it's not the right, it's not the media, it's just a little bit of everybody, everything. It's just a toxic stew is how he described it. I think there's a lot of demonization, there's no question, and I think we are very polarized in this country. But if you know, you've listened to America Tonight at all, I invite everybody to the party to have a conversation in a safe environment. I say it all the time. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Why can't we have a conversation even if we vehemently disagree with another person's politics? We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And boy, each and every time some hostility brews over like this, it seems that a little tiny piece of the fabric is torn, and I hate it, personally. I hate it. Because I think you still can have a distaste for whatever the politics are, but yet have a healthy relationship with somebody who completely doesn't agree with your point of view. Bottom line is, now what they're saying is despite the tragedy, the annual games are the annual congressional baseball game, which goes all the way back to 1909, will not stop. So good for Congress for saying it. It's a tradition. They've done it for that long. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Give them the support, particularly the families of the victims, as well as all the employees who may have been witnesses to this tragedy. They've had to go through quite a few hours of complete interviews as the police and investigations do their job.
He's grateful for Special Agent Grainer, who is in good condition at the hospital, having been shot in the ankle. And Special Agent Bailey was treated and released, having sustained a minor injury during the incident.
Yeah, do you believe that? It is what we've been talking about. The shock of the hail of bullets raining down on a practice for a fun baseball game that is held every year between the Republicans and the Democrats. It's interesting. Right away, congressional members said, we're not canceling the game. We're not doing it. We're going to keep it going. Yeah. Last year, the Democrats lost the game 8-7, and that ended a seven-game winning streak. So they want to keep it up is what they're talking about. We move on from that horrible morning tragedy on Wednesday and the reaction to it to what else is happening that affects you and I at the water cooler. And, of course, what affects us is all these hearings on the Hill and where they're going to end up, all these investigations, whether it's the Comey thing, whether it's the Sessions thing. And now the Washington Post is reporting that there's a special counsel investigating Trump for possible obstruction. Right? So special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating the press for that. The Post used multiple unnamed sources and said it expanded from possible Russian collusion after the press fired Comey from the FBI spot. So who's being interviewed? And with these investigations, who are they interviewing? And I guess it includes the Director of National Intelligence, Daniel Coates, the National Security Agency Director, Admiral Mike Rogers, Rogers' former Deputy Director, Richard Leggett, and then maybe some others are going to be thrown in for this as well. And I guess that the president wasn't aware that the investigation had been expanded until the White House was actually contacted by the Washington Post. How wild is that? We're looking for a comment. We're calling the White House about this, and they said they didn't know. The lawyer was unaware of it. Because Mueller is overseeing the FBI investigation and the expansion into obstruction of justice, I guess, happened a couple of days after Trump fired Comey. That wasn't the initial spot that he was in, where he was looking into Comey and Russian, possible Russian ties. But again, the bottom line is, what does it mean for you and me? Does anything come out of this? Is it more of the wild circus? Is it necessary? You know, where does it all go? It gets dumped in a couple of different buckets. And that's it. I mean, really, this is where we're at. And, you know, the polls. But I just saw a poll that I thought was intriguing that I wanted to share with all of you. This new poll that came out says that most Americans think the Prez has little or no respect for our democratic traditions. Wow, that is a kick in the gut. The survey was conducted by the Associated Press and NORC, the Center for Public Affairs Research, and found that more than 6 in 10 Americans disapprove of the job he's doing as Prez. Nearly half strongly disapprove. The poll was conducted before the shooting spree, of course. And it suggests that he might face considerable challenges as he is trying to be, especially after the shooting now again, a unifying kind of guy. The specifics of the poll say 2/3 of Americans, or 65%, think he doesn't have much respect, period, for the institutions or traditions, or has none at all. And just 1/3 of Americans, or 34%, think he has a great deal or even a fair amount of respect for them. Where do you think that number falls? I don't know. I think he shouldn't get rid of the former FBI director, because now it's a couple removed, especially with his background where he's appointed by the president. But he's well-liked by Democrats and enough, anyway, Democrats and Republicans. Some would say, here's what the problem is. He's being blocked, that he's the one that's not getting respected, and I think the poll found some of that, too, and that he's getting criticized, and that the Dems are trying to block him at every single turn. Boy, it seems like we're consistently saying this, no matter who's president. Doesn't it feel like that? And 75%, here's a shocker. Here's a number I think all of you, I'm going to just predict, all of you are going to agree on this. 75% of Americans disapprove of the job Congress is doing. Wow. That is a giant number to say 75%. That means forget about it. Nobody trusts the politicians on the Hill, or very few. They just don't trust it. And then, segging into something that's interesting as far as polls are concerned, too, and I guess I was shocked by this. I always thought that Chris Christie had his fans, and that at one point his popularity kind of spiked. But apparently, this new poll says that he fell to his lowest approval ratings of any New Jersey governor that's been recorded. And that's Quinnipiac University. They do those polls and they release that. According to their survey, 15% approve of the job he's doing, 81% disapprove. They say it's the lowest approval rating of any governor in any state that they've surveyed in 20 years. That would be the worst. You're one of his aides and you get that news. You tell the governor. No, does he really need to know? You tell him. No. And you think the last New Jersey governor from Goldman Sachs, John Corzine, failed to win a second term. Didn't win a second term. So that's why I thought, you know, you look at Chris Christie, and people talk about him, whether they're Democrats, that maybe there's some things they don't like. But I didn't know that he was that unpopular. Because certainly he was there on the campaign trail supporting Trump after he went down in flames. And lo and behold, he comes up with a very negative number when it comes to those that support him. Mm. Maybe he needs to just kick back and watch Netflix like the rest of the country. A crazy thing is happening in our world, like everything else, shifting. Netflix subscribers, they say, outnumber major cable TV customers in the U.S. Wow. That is a very big wow. Showing that Netflix subscribers in the first quarter of 2017, 50.85 million, compared to 48.61 million who were subscribed to major cable TV. That is big. You know why? Because then they can just go to something else to watch TV if they want to, like Sling TV, that kind of thing. Whatever, not the conventional sources of television programming, because that is obviously changing big time. And why? Because of the way it's delivered. How do you get your dose of news? How do you figure out what's going on in the world? So it makes sense to me. It makes a lot of sense, as a matter of fact. Again, that's that quick change, that's the innovations, all of that, that has changed so rapidly. And especially the speed of which innovation ultimately plays a huge part in what is happening in the world. Coming up, Forbes Books at Bedtime. You don't want to miss this one. Fasten your seatbelts. I'll see you up next.
You gotta know what you believe in. You gotta feel your heart beating. You gotta sense your aim is true. So if you can't see through the weather, looks like...
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So we have Kevin Armstrong, who is a author, speaker, business advisor, and disruptor. I love that.
Disruptor.
That's my favorite title of all. This is funny. It's great. And it's interesting because he's got a book out called The Miracle Manager, Why True Leaders Rarely Make Great Managers. Nice. What do you think of that? I think that's kind of true.
Kevin, thanks for joining us. And I think you're a radical or a disruptor by saying true leaders rarely make great managers. What's the backstory on this?
Well, the backstory, I guess I work with a lot of groups of entrepreneurial owners. I work exclusively with business owners. And in 2005, I came into a meeting, and it had just been announced that Wayne Gretzky had been made the coach of the Phoenix Coyotes. And I just had a feeling, and I said, you know, it's not going to work. And
are you a hockey fan, by the way?
To some extent, I'm a hockey fan, yeah. I mean, I'm a sports fan. Okay. I find it intriguing.
Kate, are you interested in sports at all?
Yeah, I do a show on NBC Sports Radio on the network, so we've had that in common. So this is good, right up at the top here.
So Wayne Gretzky goes from being a leader on the ice to a leader, or I guess a manager in the business office. You think it's not going to work. Why not?
Because, you know, in business, which is a performance activity, you know, we all keep witnessing where we take people who are really good at what they do. And, you know, they're leaders in what they do. And then we decide to make them managers. And when you sit back and, you know, you ask yourself, what's the definition of a leader and a manager? The definition of a leader is really confusing because the best authors who write about it, the best schools, business schools, including Harvard, that teach it, and everybody else that talks about it in terms of teaching this concept of leadership, and people that quote it all the time, they're confused. And it confuses us in terms of what a leader is. To me, a leader is somebody who stands up, looks to the future, and does the right thing. Right? They're really good at what they do. You know, one of the things that kills me is we confuse young people with this concept of what leadership is. Mm-hmm. I talked to high school kids. I just talked to a group last week, and they get it really, you know, they don't have any problem with that, right? They get it right away.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Kevin. So first of all, I want to ask to make sure I understand what you're saying. What you're really saying is if we look at the definition of the word leader and the definition of manager,
right,
they should be two different things as part of what you're saying, right?
Right. And so a leader stands up, looks to the future, and does the right thing, and a manager gets things done efficiently and effectively through others.
Well, and so where I was going with that is, you know, it's easy to focus on the manager part of this. In fact, you have this great quote, everybody has had a bad manager. Many of us have never had a great manager. We're going to get to that quote because I think that's really important. But I think it's also important to think about the terrible thing we do to leaders by forcing them into the management role. I would imagine that what we're basically doing is breaking their legs of leadership.
That's pretty much it, right? It's like sending a duck to eagle school.
So that's the question. So what truly is the definition of a leader? And you said it, they look to the future. But beyond that, isn't it about assembling the right people, the right team?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. I mean, you know, when you look to go do a Google search on the top leaders of all time, right, and you will get people like Martin Luther King and my favorite's Rosa Parks, right, because here's a domestic worker that's humble. She wasn't trying to influence anybody. She just got on the bus, and she sat in the last row of the white people's section at the front of the bus. I'm ashamed to say this was in my lifetime. And what happened was, apparently there was seats in front of her that were empty, but, you know, a white couple walked up to her and said, you know, you're in our seat. To which she responded, I'm not getting up. And there's lots of seats here for you, right? And the bus driver stopped the bus and said, Rosa, you're going to get arrested if you don't get out of that seat. And she said, no, you know? And so, you know, I ask people all the time, is that leadership? And my favorite question now for people is, you know, when you look at Martin Luther King or Gandhi, right? Or Rosa Parks, or these types of, or Mandela, right? Were they leaders before they went into jail or were they leaders when they came out?
That's a great question. What kind of answers do you get?
Well, I was golfing with a Marine on Saturday, right? And he said, well, I think the prison sentence tempered them. So they were leaders when they came out. But that was the first time I ever heard that answer, right? I mean, the fact of the matter is it was Rosa Parks' behavior of saying enough is enough, and I don't even care if I'm breaking a law. And actually, this Marine said on Saturday, well, that was a bad law. And I said, it wasn't a bad law then, right? In retrospect, it's an embarrassing law, right? But the fact is that leaders look to the future and they go, I'm going to do the right thing here. And, you know, when you ask people, do you think that the black people at the back of the bus were going, all right, Rosa, you know, give it to the man, right?
They were terrified.
They were terrified. They were saying, Rosa, get your butt back here, right? Like, that's what they were saying. And so, you know, Rosa didn't know that she was going to lose her job the next day. She didn't know that her husband wasn't going to talk to her for 6 months. And this is what great leaders do. But that big question is, were they a leader before they went into jail, or were they a leader when they came out? And if they never came out of jail, how many people did they influence? Like, we hear all this stuff about leadership in terms of influencing people, right? And that's not, a good coach influences people. A good coach or a good manager, you know, they motivate people. But leaders, they don't care who's beside them or behind them. It just turns out we start following them because we go, hey, we trust this person. Simon Sinek says it, right? We trust this person because, you know, they're consistent.
So you actually write and speak about something called a mana coach. And we're talking with Kevin Armstrong. He's an author, speaker, business advisor, and disruptor. And you can hear the disruption in everything he's saying. His book is The Miracle Manager, Why True Leaders Rarely Make Great Managers, which is pretty darn disruptive. So what is this thing that you write and speak about called a mana coach?
A mana coach is a great manager, right? And it's not manager and leader that's synonymous or meaning the same thing, right? It's manager and coach or director. When you ask people, you know, give me the characteristics of, think of somebody who is a great coach for you on a team or a great manager at work or a great director if you're in a play or in a symphony orchestra, right? You know, tell me what their characteristics are because those are synonymous. And, you know, you get things like, well, they got people. They really get people, right? They're empathetic. They're perceptive. They have a deep sense of energy towards others. They get themselves, right? You have to have self-awareness to understand how you're affecting others. You have to have the courage to converse, you know, to talk about the tough issues with people because there's this line between you and the people you coach, and they have to know that if they're not performing, they won't be there, or if they're not, you know, acting appropriately, they won't be there.
So,
are you
a man a coach?
I am not, because one of the characteristics of a great manager or coach is to be organized. And you look at all the great coaches of the time, they're always going over their notes, they're always going over their stuff, and they have their thoughts organized, right? And another reason is because my ego, you know, a good coach, a good manager, when you think of that person, always put you first. They always put their teammates in front of them. Their ego is off to the side. I have a huge ego, and I put me first, right? And so those are not good characteristics for a person who wants to manage others. In fact, I know I'm a very flawed individual, right? And anytime somebody says they've seen a good therapist, I go see that therapist and say, hey, do your thing, right? Figure me out.
Fix me.
And a few years ago, I had this coach, a business coach, and I was managing, you know, 6 or 7 people in an organization where we had about 100 business owners that we were looking after. And he said, you really don't like managing people. And I said, you know what? I think you're right. I don't. He goes, you like being at the front of the room. You like being in charge, right? And you know, after that discussion, that was another thing that just firmed up the fact that I'm not a good manager. I'm not a mana coach.
Yeah, Kevin, I wanted to make sure we get the website in because we're running short on time. TheMiracleManager.com. And having said that you're not good at this, do you think, and you seeking out help, because you say someone says they have a good therapist, you go to them. Do you think everybody needs a mentor, a coach, or whatever?
Oh, I think the answer is, you know, certainly. I mean, you know, if you look at anybody or anybody that's achieved anything, they always had a mentor. Right, they always had somebody guiding them,
or a man a coach,
right? Somebody could, if you take a golf lesson and that golf teacher is demonstrating half the lesson, and then when you grab the club, he's got you thinking about 9 or 10 different things, and your knees are shaking. You've got the wrong person, right?
Right.
The good coach just sits back and looks at you and says, "Here, try this one thing. Loosen your hands, because everything has to be loose if your hands are loose, you know." And then things get better. Then you've got the right person.
Yeah. Hey, we're wrapping up, so we got to tell. We've got to find this book. Where can we get a copy of your book?
It's on Amazon. That's probably the best place to look for it. But it's in Borders, and if you do a search on it, Kevin G. Armstrong. And then the Forbes blogs. I'm a Forbes author, so if you go to Forbes, Kevin G. Armstrong, you'll see a couple of blogs written on it, and you can find it there.
And don't be shy about sending an anonymous copy to your manager.
Exactly. Or really, if you want to become that's a great point. But, you know, if you really are passionate about coaching people or managing people, I think it's a good read.
Kevin Armstrong, thanks so much for joining us on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
TheMiracleManager.com.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Katie.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Behold, being a radio host or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that, you say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate. First thing,
Are you okay?
Some days I wonder. I have to try. Is my pulse there? What's happening? It's, you know what? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right? And the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever
no.
that is.
No. And the other side to that, you're in the public eye. So yep. if you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences, and the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, hey, aren't you so-and-so? And he immediately goes, oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh. Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, you know, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so, you know.
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that I mentioned, the factors that they talk about? What are the stress factors? Obviously, deadlines, we said, in this particular field. But what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, you know, like the enlisted men and the police officer and firemen, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, the lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, you know, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you got to get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, absolutely. I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that CareerCast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, you know, the interesting thing with CareerCast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy. And it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster. And again, you know, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Just, you know. then we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers. And that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. That's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry, let's go back to the middle school, a high school person. That son who's now in high school and a daughter in middle school, and now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next, somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets the price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, you know, that's their livelihood and they don't see a way out of that. So it becomes very stressful. The last
Number one. What is number one? Drum roll, please.
Salesperson. Now think about it. You have a great year and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden your quotas, everything goes through the roof and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch 22. You do great and they set your hype even higher and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, you know, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back and he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. You know, if you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. You know, breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show, I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it, and my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. You're awesome.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming fast, it's our task to keep moving on. To just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for the dime and you're blinking, listen.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.